been with us. Hello and welcome everyone to Radical Feminine Leadership, Module 2. This is all about Hathor. So, want everybody to just, we're just going to dive right in and begin. So I want you to just take a moment and breathe. Just drop inside, drop your grounding cord down. Really imagine it going all the way down into the core of the earth. And feel the roots of your feet go all the way down into the core of the earth. And then pull up her energy on the breath and exhale it out through the top of the head. Connect with the heart of the Great Mother above us. That sacred womb that's spiraling right above this planet right now. Breathe that in and exhale it all the way down. And feel that as above, so below flow in your body. So we want to connect to our higher self, to the forces of creation, and we'll call those in here in a minute, and especially to Hathor. So remember, we're going to talk about this again today, but remember what I said, we're aligning with Hathor during this, well, the whole week. And we can layer that in with Magdalene. If you've had those experiences, we'll talk about them. But Hathor is a different vibration, similar but different. And we'll talk more about who and what she is. But for right now, just welcome the energy of Hathor into your body. And just notice what you feel. And then reconnect with the intention that you wrote for the program. I'm going to be looking for mine. But you want to really let yourself sink in to that intention. And and then allow yourself to imagine expanding your radical feminine, divine feminine leadership powers. You want to call all that into your space right now. Just let all that be swimming around. And then we'll call in sacred space and we'll dance. So I'm going to call it in this way and then move back up to the Hathor picture to dance with. All right. Let's all take a big deep breath in. And as we exhale, we'll drop our grounding cords again. Inhale up. Send it out through the top of the head. Feel that flow in your body. Moving to the north, we welcome Earth, the ability to stand on our own. Moving to the south, we welcome water and clear, clean, current emotional energy. Moving to the west, we welcome air and mind and focus and clarity, all of our guides and angels. Moving to the east, we welcome fire and movement, divine right action. Moving to the center, we call in the above direction. We welcome the goddess in all her forms, and especially today, we welcome Hathor, the ancient goddess, and Hathor, the energy that is still with us and guiding us today. We call that energy down into our circle. We call up Mama Gaia to magnetize it through us, and we welcome our own sweet, extraordinary soul into this circle. We ask that all these energies be with us, pray with us, dance with us today for our mutual benefit. All right. Now, let's get up and move. Move, move, move. Here we go. That one, and it reminds me so much of who I think Hathor is. So I want to get my face up here. I want to talk with us. I'm going to dive into this a little bit, hopefully every week, because I want us to really understand this. We're moving into a new age, a new way of thinking, a new way of being. And the first thing I want us to remember is that everything up to this point has been divine and perfect. It was part of our path. It was what we needed to go through to get to where we are now. So as women, as the holders and keepers of that sacred spiral and that sacred connection with the divine, it's, I believe, our duty to hold that, to hold everything as sacred. And with the idea of moving into a new way of being, we're going to be coming into our power more and more, and the right use of that. And I called this radical feminine leadership for a reason. We're going to have to begin to really deeply learn how to harness archetypal energy and utilize it in a good way on behalf of the planet, on behalf of the people, on behalf of all of creation. And so the days of worship, I don't want to say they're over because there's a place for that, but alignment and accessing more archetypal energy is going to be the rule as we go forward. We're going to need to do that. Before we dive into Hathor, I just want to give everybody a moment, if they need one or want one, to share if you had any experiences with Magdalene this week that stood out to you. And if you didn't, that's okay. I know that this week a lot of folks are really paying attention to the summit. So, and today, by the way, there is a lady, Anaya Sophia, that we just opened up her interview, and she has a lovely free gift called, and it's Fireside Chat with Mary Magdalene. So I would encourage you all to access that. And it's a free gift, but it'll take you to her website, and you'll have to push all the buttons just like you're going to pay for it. But when you get all the way to the end, it will say zero, and then she will send you the email with her link in it. I tried it out. All right. If I don't hear from either of you, we're going to keep going. So let's talk about,
okay. No. Hi. Hello.
Hi, honey.
So I'm in Mexico.
Woo-hoo!
Hi, how are you?
That's awesome.
Thank you for the summit, I tell you. So I'm in Mexico, and being in Mexico, I don't know if you've been in Ireland, but I tell you, the center of town is the church, right? Everybody's
right.
Catholic or most,
mm-hmm.
or when it's necessary, like my boyfriend says. But so I'm walking my dog in the morning. We're walking early.
Mm-hmm.
I usually go by the church, go through the yard. Sometimes there's a dog there. I feed a few. There's a couple of, I call it my bitch walk because there's a couple of female dogs I feed.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm walking around. You walk around the back of the church, all wall in the building. And I'm coming on the side, and all of a sudden, Mary Magdalene just like comes and grabs me and grips me, my whole body with her hands.
Right.
I'm like, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she told me a few things, but mm-hmm. like you said, and I'm glad you warned us, mm-hmm. that she's very direct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. So, congratulations. That's very
thank
fun.
You.
I think
I will not walk by there again without
right?
that.
I think every woman deserves an experience like that at least once in her life.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. She'll never be the same.
No. And she's big. She was big. Actually, it's why I took this class, mm-hmm. because she has been one of my big goddesses, her and Kuan Yin. Mm-hmm. So which I think they're the same, but anyway, sure. It's my opinion. Yeah. But yeah, she's very cool. Been very large in my life. Yeah. So thank you.
Awesome. Yay. That was my hope. Cool.
You did your job.
Cheer and Miss Luna. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mexico. That sounds awesome. Okay, we're going to dive in. So these are the things that, and when I think about Hathor, and I have a huge affinity for her, her energy to me, and this is, now, we're going to learn a lot about Hathor today. I'm going to give you all kinds of stuff. Hopefully I'll have enough time to give you everything I want to give you. But she reminds me a lot of Taurus energy, if you know what that feels like. She's an earth goddess, and you'll notice in a lot of her pictures, she's depicted as a cow. And the reason for that, you know, cows in our American society don't have a very good high-level reputation. I mean, they're just used and abused. But back in ancient societies, cows were considered next to God. I mean, still in India, they don't worship the cow, but they do revere it because it's a symbol of who they call Mother Bhumi, which is the earth. And so Hathor is an earth goddess. She's very, her energy is one of love and pleasure, and the path to her is through physical pleasure, through all of the pleasures and treasures that the earth can bring. And, you know, it's sometimes I can even still feel it in the background. This, we've been, in my particular tradition, we were brought up with a disdain for anything earthly. Earthly was bad. And sex was bad. Enjoyment was bad. Not bad, but it's like that wasn't, it wasn't a path to God for sure. You know, God was out here and up here, and everything else was kind of base, and you weren't supposed to go after that. And in earth-based traditions, that was the path. I mean, all of the pleasures and happiness that the earth brings us was literally a spiritual path back to creator creatrix. So it sometimes takes a while to adjust the Western psyche so that we can begin to blend those traditions inside of us. But what Hathor can help us do that. And what she can also do, because she is a very earth-based goddess, is she can help you expand your creation capacity. So connection, full-on connection with the elements. If you may have that at a certain degree, she can deepen them. She, you know, today we're going to open to more of her, and I would encourage you as you go throughout your week, open to her creative mysteries and gifts. When you dance was one of her practices. So we'll dance a lot today. Dance in a new level of creation magic. And then nourish your vital relationship to the universal rhythms and cycles of nature. That's another thing Hathor can do for you, is help you reconnect even deeper to those cycles and seasons. So we said this earlier, but I'll say it again. She was the cow-headed goddess of Egypt. And I don't know if I've mentioned it in here, but there's this silly little knockoff movie called The Gods of Egypt. You can get it in the $5 bin at Walmart. And you can probably find it on Netflix or Amazon Prime. And it's a sweet little movie, and it kind of gives you a visual of what all of those archetypal energies were like. And I especially love the character that they got to play, Hathor, and she plays a major part in the movie. So if you want to, you know, for some people, we connect by reading a book, we connect by praying, we connect by seeing a movie. But if that is your thing, then avail yourself of that, because it's just another way to plug into her energy. She was the goddess of music, dancing, joy, creation, and love. So in Egyptian lore, she was the goddess of love. She was the mother goddess. So even the motherly aspect of Isis, that's who Hathor was. And so, you know, the cow was what brought the milk. So she was a goddess of abundance. She's associated with fertility, pleasure, beauty, adornment, and enchantment. So she was a goddess of beauty. She was a goddess of pleasure, and she loved all things physical. And her energy, so if you have Taurus anywhere in your chart, in your birth chart, you'll understand what I'm talking about, because Taurus is, and that's my inner feminine. So she is, she loves the pleasures of the earth. So beautiful sunsets and sunrises and flowers and gardens and all of the nourishment and beauty that the earth brings, that's Hathor's energy. So when you look at a sunset and you just fall in love, that's Hathor, okay? So her form is the celestial cow, because she nourishes all of creation, and she's perceived as the great mother of the world. She's also a birth and death goddess, because she has generative and regenerative powers. So when we talk about how as a female we can generate our own energy, Hathor is one of the goddesses that can help us do that. She can help us literally cultivate more energy in our body, more energy in our world. She's the energy that keeps us young and plugged in. So she's life force, like pure life force energy. Now, I'm building you up for something else here in just a minute. But before we do anything else, I'm going to give you a little music, and I'll get you in, and I want you to just see if you can get a message from Hathor. Just what does she have to say to you today? So let's get us some music. And so just close your eyes, take a breath. We just invite in the energy of Hathor, the Mother Goddess, and ask if she has any messages she would like to share with us today. So then get your pen and your journal and just start writing and see what comes through. Thank you. So that should give you a little taste. And now I'm going to introduce you to another aspect of the Hathor's, well, Hathor, that is present literally on the planet right now. So Hathor, as I said earlier, she helps us connect to the universal field of creation. So the four elements plus the fifth, which is spirit. And a cistern or sistrum, not a cistern, cistern is something totally different, but a sistrum is a little, it's a handheld musical instrument that was connected with Hathor, that symbolized her. And if you'll notice in this particular picture right down here, this one even has her face carved into it. Because she's so, because there's a string on here that represents all the different elements, earth, water, air, and fire. So you're going to see this theme as we go on through the rest of our class. And what I'm going to do right now is introduce you to yet another aspect of Hathor, which I feel is just an emanation of her as the goddess. So I hope that you're all familiar with Tom Kenyon. Last week, the book, The Magdalene Manuscript, that was the book that he channeled. He channeled Magdalene in the very beginning part of that book. So Tom is also a channel for the Hathors. And they are interdimensional beings who are masters of love and sound from an ascended intergalactic civilization. And if you go to his website, tomkenyon.com, you can find, because not only is he a channel, I mean, he's a very, very clear channel. And he's got, I think his voice has three or four octaves at least. So he channels sound. He channels intergalactic sound. And they give a channeling about once every quarter where he dictates. And then they will download music, just literally intergalactic sound through his vocal cords. And it's all free. I mean, you can purchase it if you like, but you can download it on your computer and listen and play as much as you want. So I'm going to encourage you to do that. And if you know, they sent one for, like it was right around the middle of March when we were all getting quarantined, and they talked about what was happening on the planet, and then they gave him a download. So that's what I want us to have time to do. I want us to have time for you to listen to a little bit of that and just get a flavor of the energy and the wisdom that they provide. So this is just... this is what Tom's, the beginning of Tom's website looks like. And I'll just read a little bit of it. I don't want to spend too much time because you can go there and read it yourself. It says, neither the voice nor the man can be explained in one paragraph or in any combination of words. And this is really true. He still does every once in a while. He'll do an in-person workshop. He's the essence of, manifestation of, emanation of, and his vitality, his magic, and integrity cannot be articulated in electronic swipes of ink on a papyrus of light particles captured on a computer screen. So we invite you to feel his work through what you sense in reading his words and listening to the sound bites. And so we're going to do that. We're going to do that today. But before we do, I want to just let you feel into some of these places that Hathor, the embodiment, the goddess, lived. So this is a temple in Egypt called Dendera. And this was the temple to Hathor. It is still alive and well today. You can, I believe you can still go visit it. On the ceiling in that particular temple is this painting of the goddess Nut, the sky goddess, who's bending herself down toward the earth with the sun disk shining in on the temple. And she's known as the mother of all, the mother of Osiris, Set, Isis, Nephthys, and Horus. So she, you know, and you can see how these are all of her, we're considered all of her children. And she births us and we go through life and then we're carried across the, you know, when we exit our life, we go through the portal and then we're carried across the sea to begin again. And the cycle continues, the cycle continues, the cycle continues. So that is on the ceiling in Dendera Temple. Now, Greg Braden did, so way back here, we got to give you a little backstory. Tom, once again, is the channel of the Hathors now. And he's channeled many things. One of the things he channeled was a moving meditation called, where is it? It should be in here. Hang on here. Ah! Trezen, that's what it is. Okay, that's what it's called. And I didn't see it in here, but that's what it's called. At any rate, Greg Braden led the guided meditation of the Trezen in the Hathor Temple in Dendera in 1996. It was channeled by the Hathors through Tom. And I've gotten to dance the Trezen at the Global Goddess Gathering several times. And what it does literally is open an interdimensional portal. So the Hathors are a group of interdimensional beings who come from an ascended intergalactic civilization, many say from Venus. As they once helped ancient Egypt and Tibet, they have now returned to assist humanity's current evolution. So some would say that the goddess Hathor was the embodiment of this civilization. So I want you, as I show you the pictures and we, you know, you get the imprint, I've called her in and she's been present for me for at least the past 24 hours, if not really, she says she's with me all the time, but very loud. So I want you to get, take in as much of her vibe as you can. This is another representation of her. Some recognize this as the goddess Isis, but it is also known as the goddess Hathor, and it is in the temple Dendera in Egypt. And then this is a place out behind the temple. I believe this is where the dance, the Trezen, took place. But you'll notice it's a big ceremony site. So I want you to just be able to feel some of that energy as we go forward. According to Tom, the Hathors view us as luminous eggs of energy with geometry and a ratio of movement. So when we have issues, the subtle bodies lock or slow down. And the key is to keep the subtle bodies moving. So of course, Hathor is the goddess of dance. Of course, that's what she's going to share with us and what she wants us to do, right? So dance was one of her medicines. During the Trezen, you chant the ancient names of the elements, The elements are the God-Goddess consciousness at a specific rate of speed. When we chant these elements, our bodies become enlivened. The Essenes thought of the elements as angels and conscious beings who have agreed to create a dimension that we can evolve through. So when you think of it, I love that way of thinking of it, because they have literally offered themselves, they have combined themselves so that we have a physical planet and a physical experience that we can learn through, that we can see tangible evidence of our choices in physical form. And that is part of our spiritual evolution. That's why it's such a travesty to think of the earth plane as something bad. It's not. It is a beautiful place for us to experience our God, goddess likeness. Okay. So the chant that we would chant when we did the Trezen was El Kalim Om, El Kalim Om, El Kalim Om. And we'd go round and round, and there was an inner circle and an outer circle. It's very, very potent. And when you chant those names over and over again, you create an interdimensional door or vortex through which the Hathors can enter, okay? So it uses the mantra from ancient Egypt to denote and honor the four elements, earth, fire, water, and air or space. El Kalim Om, El Kalim Om. So when I put up the slides, I put them up in full-size form, so you'll have copies of all of this should you want to refer back to it. So Hathor can help you expand your creation capacity. So I'm going to give you, we're going to take maybe a minute or two for each of these, and there's several. And then I want to try to leave us a little time at the end so you can listen to some of Tom's meditation, and we want to have time to dance. But I want you to plug in really deeply to Hathor and ask some questions in all of the different elemental realms. So the first question is, Hathor, what will expand my capacity on the earthly physical realm? So take just a minute and see if you get any guidance with that. The next one is water, the emotional realm. Hathor, what will expand my creation capacity on the water emotional realm? then air, the mental realm, the mind. Hathor, what will expand my creation capacity on the airy mental realm? And then fire, the action realm. Hathor, what will expand my creation capacity on the fiery action realm? And then finally, the spirit soul realm. Hathor, well, this isn't finally, we have one more after this. What will expand my creation capacity on the soulful spiritual realm? And then finally, the unified field. So this is all of it together. Hathor, what will expand my creation capacity with the unified field? So this is on the wall of the Temple of Hathor in Dendera, Egypt. The sky and its stars make music to you. The sun and moon praise you. The gods exalt you. The goddesses sing to you. So I think this is a good spot. And I want to see if I can do this. And I think what I may have to do is stop the share for a minute. I'm going to close this out for just a minute. And I want to give you the experience of Tom. And hang on here. Come on. Okay, this one. So I want to read to you a little bit about what he says, and then I want to give you a taste of his music and tell you how to do it. So, and this isn't him, this is the Hathors, he's channeling them. It says, the COVID-19 or coronavirus pandemic is only one aspect of this current multifaceted chaotic node. Economic, political, and social volatility are also aspects of this chaotic node, and we've gotten to see some of that. Another less visible aspect is the spreading of fear, which is itself a type of emotional pandemic. Unfortunately, due to the dissemination of the rainforests and the melting of the permafrost, many types of pathogens and microbial life forms are and will continue to be released into Earth's environment. And in the midst of all this chaos, climate change, and loss of species is continuing unabated. We feel that imparting knowledge of the IB portal is the most practical and beneficial tool we can give you and humanity and all sentient beings under this massive chaotic node. This heart portal sound meditation is centered around your physical heart, what the ancient Egyptians referred to as the Ib, I-B. The purpose of this meditation is twofold. For one, it activates the Ib portal of the physical heart to benefit the heart and the physical body. And two, it can be used to explore other dimensions of consciousness as well as other realms of existence from which you can receive spiritual sustenance and valuable transformation. So I'm going to play some of this for you. It's about 11 minutes long, so I'll probably only play part of it. But this is what I want you to do to prepare. This is what they tell you to do. So imagine a sphere of space that is composed of clear white light. And imagine that luminous sphere surrounds your physical heart. The purpose of this sphere is to contain the energies released by the sound codes into the space of your heart and into its nerves and muscle fibers. Just as you rest your focus of attention in the area of your physical heart and allow the sound codes to spontaneously move around and vibrate different areas of your heart and the sphere. Don't try to make anything happen. The sound codes will open the subtle energetic pathways from the heart into the rest of your body. The sound codes will also affect the biophotonic structures of the heart through bioresonance and the entire body. And then it talks about what will happen if you choose to do it over and over again. And it's highly encouraged that you do that. So I want you to just sit back. You can place your hand on your heart if you like. And I want you to just listen for a little bit. And if something happens and you can't hear this, let me know.
I'm not hearing any.
You're not hearing it?
I hear a little bit.
Okay, it's not loud enough then. All right, so I'm just going to stop it. I was hoping that would work, but I didn't know if it would or not. Okay, so this is what I'm going to tell you to do. Go to tomkenyon.com. And you don't have to do it now. Do it after class. But go ahead and avail yourself of that. Just because I love that we did it, just because we pulled in that energy really, really big. But avail yourself of that and really.
I can hear you.
Yeah, you can hear me now. It was just, I didn't know if it would, if my computer would generate enough sound so that you could listen to Tom or not. It will do it for iTunes, but it might not do it for him. So that's another way that you can begin to vibrate with Hathor in a very, very, very profound way. I love Tom's meditations. He really takes you there. So we probably aren't going to have time for you to journal with all of these, but I do want to just speak into them, because another way that Hathor can help you is to help you align yourself with the rhythms. So we just went through that fiery portal on this weekend, and we've just experienced a new moon. So we're in the building cycle. And so things that Hathor can help you do is help you get your body in tune with those earthly rhythms. And questions you can ask her: what will nourish my relationship with the solar cycle? What will nourish my daily rhythmic relationship with the sun? And then how can I nourish my relationship with the moon and the lunar cycles? she's just the ultimate earth goddess. She will help you align in all of those ways and more. We're going to dance because I want you to really attune to Hathor in a big way. And we want to intend to break open any old patterns that have been bugging you, patterns that you don't need anymore, and release them. We want to open to a new level of creation magic and activate it. We want to give you as much Hathor juju as you can hold. So we're going to intend to call her in a bigger way. So when we move the body temple, we activate all of the realms and all the realms that we've tapped into. So that's what we're going to do right now. Let's see, what do we want to dance to? How about this one? Savannah dance. All right, let's get up and move a little bit. This will get louder.
Thank you. by the earth.
We're done. We could keep going, but we're not going to. All right, loves. Let me get my face back up here again. Do you have anything you want to share? Anything that came through while you were dancing? Anything about Hathor that came up for you? Please feel free. All right. Miss Marlene, are you going to share something?
No, I just wanted to say thank you, and I just feel a call to pay attention to all of nature's sights and sounds and beauty.
That's her. So welcome, Hathor. Yay. So pay attention this week, because she's going to come in really, really loud for you. And be watching. Just be noticing and see what comes up. I give thanks to the elemental forces for holding this sacred container for us. I give thanks to Hathor for her beauty and her wisdom. And I give thanks for these sacred women that are doing their sacred work. And I close this circle in the light. Oh. All right, loves. I will see you next week. And hang on here. Next week, we will enter the realm of Sophia. Miss Luna, you unmuted.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
I know. This Hathor is strong. Wow. She's very mother, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow. Yeah, yeah.
Holy cow. Yes, for sure. She's the cow goddess. Yes. Awesome. All right, loves. I will see you all next week. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Enjoy the summit.